classroom and someone won't be able to sit in his seat because he's turned around, that you won't be able to mekabel the Torah the same direction. Okay, so you should go after everyone who helped set up the classroom. Okay, we filibustered until 11:40. Okay, we left off on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara returns to Shmuel. Shmuel on Daf Hey Amud Bey spoke about the world of Yadayim. The Gemara returns to Shmuel in terms of what Shmuel said about Gerushin. Shmuel, four lines from the bottom, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, said V'chaim beGerushin Nasan Agita Amar Harei At Meshulechet Harei At Megureshet Harei At Muteret Ochol Adam Harezo Migureshet, as opposed to Lushonos, in which the person appeared to be Meshaleach himself from his wife. So the question over here is raised, what is this concept over here of Amira in the world of Gerushin? Does Gerushin, which is basically a handing over a shtar, does it have to be accompanied by Amira? Certainly from the language of Shmuel, Nasan Lagita V'Amarla, that would appear that we have a din of Amira. Similarly, the Mishnah, which is quoted over here in the middle of the Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Hayem Edabirim Isha Al Iske Gita V'Kidusheha V'Nasan Lagita V'Kidusheha, implies that you require an Amira, just that the Amira could be fulfilled via Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. But basically, you require an Amira, and Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah paskins that you require an Amira. So we do have sources that imply that one requires an Amira. But let's first think about this a priori. Let's think about this. Had we not had anything in the Rishonim, what would we say? And then let's look into the Rishonim and see what they actually say. So a priori, let's start off with Kedushin. We saw Kedushin requires Amira. That there's no question about. And we saw Machlokas Rishonim. What does that mean? There are those Rishonim, we counted them as Rashi and Tosfos, that said that V'nosan, sorry, Kiyikach Ish Isha has two components. Kiyikach Ish Isha implies, the concept of Kiyikach implies that we have a certain means of Kesef, and implies also that there is an Amira that accompanies the Nesinas HaKesef. That's included in Kiyikach Ish Isha. On the other hand, we saw in Tosos Rihazaken that he understood, no, Kiyikach Ish Isha means to give over money. However, we need the Da'as of the Isha. She has to know what she's getting into. We're dealing with the Kinyan. And so we need an Amira to be Mevarer, the nature of the Nesina, that he's not giving her a gift, but rather that this is Kesef Kedushin. Those were the two shitos that we saw. So let's make a cheshbon. In other words, according to Rashi and Tosfos, in the world of Kedushin, it says Ki Kachish Isha. We don't have such a phrase in the world of Gerushin. Because of La Sefer Krisus V'Nosan B'Yada. Is there a parallel in the world of Gerushin, which is going to require two components? That's an open question. Or maybe there's a din of a Yotza V'Hayisa. Maybe you learn it out from Kedushin. If we take the approach of the Tosfos Rihazaken that you require birur, so then one could say just a minute. In other words, you require birur when you need the woman's das. But in the world of get, the get is given bal korcha. We don't need her das. So maybe there's no need for a birur either. Namely, it's not clear that we can make the transfer from the world of Kedushin over to the world of Gerushin. And then we have the joker, we have the shita of Rashi, on the Beis Amud Aleph, I just meant, you know, for the world of cards. Okay, so a wild card, okay. We have a wild card, we have Rashi on the Beis Amud Aleph, that even in Kedushin, where you require Amira, that's in Kesev and that's in Bia. But when you're dealing with Shtar, we don't need an Amira. No sin la Shtar, and the Amira is in the Shtar. That's what Rashi said on the Beis Amud Aleph. And so Gitin, which is only via a Shtar, maybe in Achinami we need an Amira, but the Amira, like in the world of Shtar Kedushin, is included in the Shtar. Maybe in the world of Gerushin, it's included in the Shtar. So we have all of these options that we have to be able to weigh, or the Rishonim weighed, when they dealt with the world of Get. So let's see how the Rishonim learned the world of Amira in the world of Get. How did they understand the Din of Shmuel? How did they understand the Mishnah over here in Ma'aser Sheni that implies they require Amira? So the first Rishon that we have is Rashi. The Rashi, when the Gemara continues, Pshita, Nasa Langita, Vamerlo Le Ishto Hareas Baschorin, Lo Amar, Velo Kluum, Rashi points out, Lo amar klum, lehisgaresh, im kosav loshon ze beget, ein ze loshon gerushin. The Rashi tells us that when the Gemara uses the word amar in the world of gerushin, it means kosav. There's no need to accompany the handing over of the get with an amira. Amira means kosav. And this, again, could be very much Rashi Lushitoso, that on the base of Adalef, he said that when you're dealing with shtaros, there's never anything which is required beyond the language of the shtar itself. So both in a shtar kedushin and the shtar gerushin, a get, we require the language within the shtar. Nothing has to accompany the shtar. However, the Meiri points out that this is not lekulei alma. And the Meiri, if you look at the page that I gave you, so first, there are two Meiris, one on Daf Heyamad Beis, one on Daf Vavamad Beis. So the Meiri on Daf Heyamad Beis deals with the language of Shmuel. And the second line he points out, Mikol Makom Nira, She'ilu Nichtav Beget Kahoget. The get was written Harayat Megureshet, Harayat Muteret. Ein Ha'amira Beloshon Hazeh, namely the Amira of Eini Ba'alech, Eini Ishech, Poslaso. Why? Because the assumption is Nesinas Haget Einat Sricha Lashum Amira, namely that this he's quoting over here Rashi, and the Meiri feels nearer that Rashi is correct. Umikomakom, says the Meiri, Ledas Hamafarshim Shenesinas Haget Sricha Amira da 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 da. Namely, the Meiri says this is the Machlokes Rishonim. We've seen Rashi, but the Meiri says we're going to see Rishonim who hold differently. Who are those Rishonim? Let's hold off for a little bit. How does the Meiri himself hold? So the Meiri writes in the next line, in the middle of the line, Ulafi das Rishon, miha bikedushe shtar l'shitatenu sheino tzarech amira, namely that even though the Meiri brought a daya on the Beis Amud Aleph that a shtar requires an amir, even a shtar kedushin, he himself holds like Rashi. He himself holds that there's no need for an amira to accompany a shtar kedushin. Hu hadin, there's no need for an amira to accompany Ashtar Gerushin. So what the Meiri has done is he himself holds like Rashi, but he points out that there is a Da'as HaMeforshim who disagree. And he tells us, Kamoshe Nevayar Lamata. Okay, so let's look Lamata on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We're on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, we're dealing not with Shmuel's statement, but with the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, the Mishnah of Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. And the Meiri asks the obvious question, B'shem HaTomar Beget, Ma anu tzrichim ledibur ad shetavin ha'inyan ho'il va'arkarcha miskareshes ma lanu im eno yodas, that meila in the world of kedushin, which is a din of kinyan ki yikach, you need two to tango, so you need the das of the baal and the das of the isha, so the amira has to be mevarer the das, but in the world of gerushin there's no need for biur hadas. Teda she'achroni harabanim pirshu mitoch kach Shegita lohuskar bezeklal ela agav grara v'chein kasvu ha'gedolei kadmonenu shebe narvona. Namely, that in the whole Mishnah in Maaser Sheni is dealing with kedushin. It says al iske gita v'kidusheha agav grara. That's simply the way that Chazal spoke. They always, when they spoke about kedushin, spoke about gita v'kidusheha. But in Achinami, the whole requirement of asukim ba'oso inyan, the whole need for an amira, is only in the world of kedushin, because there you need das. In the world of get, there's no need of das. Who are these achroni harabanim and gedolei hakadmonim? So in the Meiri that has the footnotes, he surmises that gedolei kadmonenu benarvona is the Sefer HaEshkol, the first Ravid, the father-in-law of the Ravid on the Rambam. But the achroni harabanim, he's not exactly sure who that is, but I sent you to a makar that has that. I don't know if this is what the Meiri is quoting. If you look at the Ritva next to the last makar, so it points out, Ha damrina min yada maiko amarga akidushin kaiminan debinan daita hu ikar sugin gitin agav rihata de masnisin de lakama naktinan la de bedit gita lo binan daita klal. In other words, I don't know if he's quoting the Ritva, but certainly the Ritva has this shita. Okay. So what we're assuming at this point is we're working off of Rashi, the Meiri, the first daya on the Heyamad Beis, that a get does not require an amira. However, towards the end of that same keta, I mean, the Meiri points out that there is a Yotzei Dofen. We'll come to that. But towards the end of that first ketzah, he quotes Gedolei HaMefarshim and then Gedolei HaMechabrim. So in the way that it printed it out for you, five lines from the bottom of that section of the Meiri, towards the end of the line, he says, Umikoma kam Gedolei HaMefarshim. Who generally does the Meiri refer to in terms of Gedolei HaMefarshim? Hmm? No. No, we had this already once. The Ravid, excellent. Okay, the Ravid is a Gedolei HaMefarshim. The fact that we only have the Ravid on, you know, or it's on a few Masechtas doesn't mean that the Ravid only wrote on a few Masechtas. The Ravid was considered to be Gedolei HaMefarshim. Miu b'Gedolei HaMefarshim sovrim she'af beget sarach she'yomar lach ha'gitech im b'shas maisa ola achar maisa. And then he continues one line later, v'yeroa midaitam she'im nosan la below dibur Iske Gita ubelo Amira Sareza Gitech Eino Krum Kedin Kedushin Hoel Keechad Huskiru Bishmu Azo Dina Shavim. Namely, not like the Ritva and the Achronei HaRabbanim and Gedolei HaKadmonim that Get is only brought in here Derech Agav, Agav Ur, Agav Grara, but doesn't belong. No, it belongs, and you need an Amira in Get. We'll deal with in a moment the nature of the Amira. U Gedolei HaMachabrim, who is a who, of course? Gedolei HaMechabrim? The Rambam. Okay. Gedolei HaMechabrim kasvu shim lo haya medaber liske gita unasan lo velo piresh get pasul hu. What's the difference between the Gedolei HaMefarshim and Gedolei HaMechabrim? They both agree you need Amira, but what is the difference between them?
The type of the Amira.
In terms of what the Meiri himself brings. Whether it's pasul or Eino klum, what we would call in the language of the Rambam, batel, right? Now, it's according to the Gedolei HaMefarshim, without Amira, the get mida oraisa is batel. According to the Rambam, it appears without Amira, mida oraisa would be okay, midrabanan pasul, right? That we know that the Rambam has a rule that where that when he writes batel, or eino get, that means the oraisa. When he writes pasul, it means drabanan. Okay, so we have over here then a shita that you require amira, but what's mechudash in the shita? What kind of amira is required? What has to be said? Hareyat muteret l'chol adam, hareyni megaresh otach. What does the Gedolei HaMefarshim say? And we'll see also the Rambam. Hagitach. We haven't come, and this is something new, right? To say, this is your get. What's going on over here, right? We have Lashonos. In other words, without the Beis HaBechir, without the Meiri having said this, we would have thought, if you need an Amira, you need an Amira of one of the Lashonos of a get. But the Gedolei HaMefarshim, and that's what it appeared from the Ravid in the first paragraph, on the Fehemad Beis, that Mikomakum Ladas Mefarshim Sinas get Sricha Amira. Amira, we would think Amira means Harayat Mugureshet, Harayat Muteret. But we say, no. The Amira that we need over here is different. It's Harezo Gitech. Ha Gitech. Like under the Chuppah, many times the Rabbanim now, this is a relatively recent phenomena, though it didn't exist when I got married, will tell you when you give the Ksuva to your wife, you say, Ha Ksuvatech, right? This is your Ksuva. And what else is it? It was just signed. It was just read, etc. You have to say, this is your ksuva. Where did that come from? I'm not sure exactly. But that's what the Meiri over here is talking about. Ha gitech. This is your get. The get is folded up. It's folded up and you're going to put it folded up into her hands. So maybe it's a crossword puzzle. Maybe it's a Sudoku. Right? So you want to say, ha gitech. You want to tell her what it is. What exactly does this mean? That we'll have to now understand. So what we have over here then is that we have a shita that there's no requirement of an amira at all in the world of get, and it's just brought in the Mishnah and Moed in Maaser Sheni Derech Agav, that we have in the Ritva, that we have in Rashi, that the Meiri himself holds, etc. And then we have Gedolei, and that's the Gedolei HaRabbanim and the Gedolei Kadmoneinu. And then we have a shita you require an Amira, but not the Amira we would expect, namely Harayat Mugureshet, but rather Hagitech. So the question is, what exactly is this requirement of Hagitech, and where does it fit in? So here I think we have at least two deos in the Rishonim, and perhaps a theoretical deya that may be part of the Rishonim, but I'm not sure. The deya which is most extreme, which is mamash mamash das yachid, is that of the Tosus Rid. Let's look at the Tosus Rid. He points out that in the world of Kiddushin, you require an Amira, you require Be'inan, in the third line towards the end, Shi'igamru B'dibur Ha'ish. We need that the man say the Amira. If the man doesn't say the Amira, if we have Nosanhu V'amrahi, so we know it's a Sveika V'chayshina Midrabah. In order to have a full Kiddushin, we need the man to do the Nesina and the Amira. What about in the world of Gerushin? So he points out, Ein Tzrichin La'omram Ba'alpeh. There's no need for an amira of a lashon of gerushin baal peh. Elahai Omar, when the Gemara speaks about Omar, hachin perusha. Omar lichtov beget kach. Yet that's the language that has to be written in the shtar. The misafer mitgareshet v'lo bedvarim. That the whole world of Gitin does not take place orally, it takes place with a written document. V'kevan de beget kasav zeha lashon, ein tzarech lomar bepeh, ela, right? Hareza Gitech. Namely, that the Tosus Rid agrees with the Gedolei HaMeforshim and with Gedolei HaMechabrim. They require Hareza Gitech. Then he points out that in the world of Kedushin, there's no meaning to say Hareza Kedushatech. Doesn't make sense at all. It does, it's, in other words, you have to say Hareat Mekudeshetli. What about when you give a Shtar Kedushin? So the last line of Tosfos Rid points out, Achim Kidsha Bishtar, again, Shtar Kedushin, V'kasa B'tocho, Hareyat Mekudeshetli, Amar La B'peh, Hareza Kedushin Kamo Hareza Gitech. Now, according to Tosfos Rid, this is not a din in get. This is a din in any shtar which is going to change the status of an individual. We have to have the words, Hareza. Namely, the person has to have that awareness. Person has to have that awareness of what is going on, be it a get or be it a shtar kedushin. It's a din shtar. To the best of my knowledge, the Tosfos Rid is the only one who says that when you hand over a shtar kedushin, you say hareza kedushayach. We don't find that anywhere. We have a sheet that they have to say hareyat mekudeshetli bishtarze, and we have a sheet you don't say anything. But to have the Harei Zok Kedushatayach, that's the only one who says it is Tosfos Rid, that we have somehow this halacha in Shtaros. Maybe it also applies to the world of Ksuva, and that's where the Rabbanim began now saying, Hok Tuvatech, right? In other words, maybe if you give over a Shtar Mechira to a Goy, you know, when you sell the Chametz, you should say, this is the Shtar Mechira. I don't know how far this goes in terms of saying, this is the Shtar. But the Tosfos Rid appears to say that this is the general world of get and kedushin. However, no one else says that. Everyone else says this is a unique halacha in gerushin. In the world of kedushin, either or. Either you need nothing, or you need a full amira. Hareyat mekudeshet li b'tabatzo. Hareyat mekudeshet li b'biyazo. Hareyat mekudeshet li b'kesevzo. However, in the world of Gerushin, we have this world of Hagitech. Where does that come from? So this is what the Meiri explains. The Meiri points out that even though in the world of Gitin lo be'inan daita klal, we don't need her das. But whose das do we need in the world of Gitin?
His
das. Right? Next to the last line, mihu daito be'inan. We need his das. And how do we know that he knows what he's doing? Sheyehe hochacha b'dvarav o b'masav shenosin l'getze l'gerushin. Namely, that the reason we have Hagitech is not because of her. She doesn't have to know anything. She's mitgareshet b'al karcha. But he has to know what he's doing. So he has to say Hagitech that we're certain that he knows what he's doing. And therefore, he doesn't have to say it to her. Who can he say it to? The Eidim. That's enough. Or haya osek ima beiske gitin. Namely, that we need some indication that we have the das of the husband that he's giving this get to her in order to be begarish her. So that could be either that he will say to the woman, Hagitech, or he'll say to the Edim, this is her get, or we'll have Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. Right? They've just been in the court, and the Dayanim have been speaking to him about the impact of the get, etc. And then he gives the get without saying anything, that's also fine. Okay? Where did the Ritva pull this out of his hat? Where do we see that you need such a hochacha? Is this a Gemara somewhere? Is it a Mishnah somewhere? Yeah?
Yadayim
is when we know we need a hafra. How do we know we need a hafra over here? How do you know you need an amira in the world of get to show us what the Baal thinks? So l'chara, this is a Mishnah according to the Rambam, right? That we have a Mishnah that you saw because the Meiri and the Rambam, they're all working off of this Mishnah in Gittin and Daf Ayin Ches Amid Aleph in Perak HaZorek. I remember when the yeshiva learns Gittin, usually they start from the beginning. But you could also start, like sometimes yeshiva learns Baba Kama, start from Aruba. So you can also learn Gittin and start from Hazorik. It's also a nice limud. So in Hazorik, you have a Mishnah, Daf Ayin Chesamid Aleph, Amar Lo Kinsi Shtar Chov Ze. What if a person takes a get and gives it to his wife and he says to her, I'm giving you this IOU. Oshim Mitzato Me Acharav. Korah v'harehu gita, or she simply finds it in her purse and she reads it. It is a get, ain't a get. Ad sheyomar la ha gitech. We need that he say ha gitech. Nasan biyada v'hi yeshena neora kora harehi gita ain't a get. Ad sheyomar la ha gitech. Namely, this language of ha gitech is a Mishnah. Okay, so we have a source in the Mishnah for saying ha gitech. That we have to, if it was given to her without her knowledge, she found it in her purse, or she woke up and found it under her pillow, in that such a situation, she's not Megureshet until he tells her, Hagitech. Where does this come from? So here we have a Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin, gives us a list of 10 conditions that you require Doraisa or Drabanan. Which, what does Rambam say? Midoraisa. Ein ha'isha misgareshes, ela b'ksav she'agiela, uksav ze nikra get, v'asara dvarim hem ikar gerushin min ha'torah. When you count the things the Rambam mentions, so number 9 is the one that we are interested in. What is number 9? Number 1 is lo yagaresh ha'isha labiritzono. Number 2, yagaresh b'ksav. Number 3, etc., etc. What is number 9? No, you have it in front of you. Count down to number 9.
Shehiyah.
That's 10.
Okay, so Shehitnena la
b'torat gerushin. That the husband has to give it to his wife in a manner in which it's clear that it's Torah's gerushin. And the Rambam points out that these are Eser Dvarim Shem Ikar Gerushin Min HaTorah, all the Dinim Drabanan, Divrei Sofrim, he's not counting in this list. Okay, so then the Rambam goes through each of them in that Perek, and when he gets to Halacha Tes, which we would expect, number 9, so he says, Uminayin, how do I know? She'eno nosna la ele betaras gerushin. She'ne'emar, the Rambam says, because we have a Pasuk, Sefer Krisus v'nosan biyada, and we're Doresh, Sheyitein La, the Torah's Sefer Krishus. We have over here a Hekesh, we have over here a Smuchin, we have over here that Nosan Biyoda has to be in the context of Sefer Krishus. Avol Im Nosna La, the Mishnah, the Torah Shehishtarchov, O Mezuzah, O Nosna Biyoda, the Yeshena, Unaora, Varei Biyoda, Eino Get. So the Rambam says the Mishnah in Gittin and Daf Ayin Ches is the makor that we have for this din of Eino Nosna La Ela B'Toras Gerushin, and one fulfills it with the words Hareze Gitech, and the source in the Torah is the smichus between Sefer Krisus and V'Nosan B'Yadash Yiteng Lo B'Toras Sefer Krisus. This is what the Ritva had written. Mihu daito be'inon shehochacha bidvarav o b'ma'asav shenosem laget ze legerushin. And therefore the Rambam continues. You don't have to tell it to the woman. Amar le'edim. Re'u get ze shani nosen la. Even if he tells the woman, kinsi shtar chov, because he doesn't want to embarrass her. He doesn't want her to faint or to cry, etc. But if the edim know that it's a get, harei ze kasher. Harei hodia es le'edim shenasna b'taras gerishin. This is exactly the makor of the Ritva. We don't have to know. It's not that the woman has to. We don't need the woman's das. We have to know it's his das. Well, no, if he says it to the woman, hareza gitech, or if he says it to the edim. Hamagarish tzarech shiyomar lakish yitin lahaget, halacha yud alef, he summarizes, hareza gitech, or hu gitech, v'kayotzebo. Okay. So, it would appear, according to the Rambam, what if he were to give her a get, and say nothing to either her or to the Edom. The Chorot should not work. Doraisa Drabanan. Chorot shouldn't work Doraisa. L'shitato. But what does he continue? V'yimna san b'yad avlo amar klum hareze. No. No, what is he right? No. V'lo amar klum, if he gave it to her and didn't say anything, kama hareze, this get is what? Puzzle? They're on passes. Puzzle. It's only drabanan. And then he says, "Medra murim shalohayim medabri maliske gita." Abimayim medabri maliske gita. V'natal hagef nasan diyadol amar klum hareze get kosher. Namely, what over here is the Rambam telling us? In other words, the Rambam, the way he writes, would be great had he been the Ravid, because right? That's the shita of the Ravid. That's the shita gedolei mafarshim that you require hagitech, and without hagitech, eino klum. It's nothing. But the Rambam, even though this is l'chora, the shita that he's building, he's working off of the Gemara, the Mishnah, and he has a smichus in the pasuk, and he mamash is the source of the Ritva, but he says hareze pasul. Namely, what basically is Rambam telling us? That mida oraisa, what can we assume is the status of a get which is given without words? Kosher. Right. The Rambam says kosher. No, he says that it's only possible without. Namely, that even though you're correct, you need that he do an act that shows he's doing L'shem Gerushin. What act shows he's doing L'shem Gerushin, according to the Rambam? Giving the woman a get. Giving the woman a get, we're going to assume, is L'shem Gerushin, unless he says Hareze Shtar Chov. Unless he says Hareze Mezuzah. Then he would have had to, in some way, indicate that it's a get to the Edim, to tell her afterwards, in some way, right? But normally, mistama, we would say that it's a get. When, in other words, how do we over... In other words, namely again, midoraisa, it's fine. Midrabanan, Yisrael's correct. Midrabanan, they say, just a minute. You know, it's very nice that we say mistama, but don't we need a requirement of nosen lo l'shem gerushin? So midrabanan, they insisted, it's not enough that he gives stam, he has to say hagitech. Or what can he do midrabanan? What's another alternative? Asukim boso inyan. If he tells her, you know, we've been together for 47 years, and it's been wonderful, but, you know, where it's everything, every good thing's come to an end, and, bakasha, bye. Right. So then, that's osik ima be'inyan egitin. That perhaps would work nidrabanan, right? But the rabbanan point out that if he would have told her, and this is your mezuzah, then he has to say haregitech either to the edim or to her afterwards. He has to make it clear. And we have over here a certain spectrum. Right? In other words, the ideal is not to give a get. Okay. But if you're going to give a get and you want it to be good, so kol hadeos is to say hagitech. You don't need more than hagitech, but you need hagitech. Were you to be totally silent, so mida araisa, that would have been enough, but midrabanan, you require asukim boso inyan or hagitech. If you say ha shtar chov or ha mezuzah, then you need dafka you know, a hareza gitech in order to be able to hurt, in order to be able to override it. Okay? So we have over here that the Rambam and the Ravid are on the same plane, and they both agree on the requirement midoraisa. The question is, how do you fulfill it midoraisa? According to the Ravid, midoraisa, we need hagitech. Midoraisa, if you gave her get without saying anything, it would be batel. According to the Rambam, midoraisa bikasha, midrabanan, it's puzzle, but itself, with over here the hagitech. So we have then the shitos that the Miri quotes. At least we have, we don't have the Ravid. There is, in the Frankel Rambam, we don't have a Ravid on Hilchos, on that Perakal Hilchos Gerushin. We have the Ramach, and he quotes a Ravid, but it's very, very obtuse. It's very unclear what exactly he's saying. Once we've had this, once we explain the way we explain, you look back into the Ramach and say, oh, that's what the Ramach is telling us. That according to the Rambam, it's puzzle, and according to the Ravid, it would even be batel. But it's not clear in the language at all. Just pointing out, those of you who like to look there are welcome to look there. Okay, so these are the shitas that we find black and white. The Tosus Rid that says we have this world of shtaros that require you to say what the shtar is. Ha kedushatech, ha gitech, ha ketubatech. I'm just tossing that in. In other words, where that comes from, we don't know. Then you have the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Ritva, who say that we have this requirement of shiyitein la b'tor gerushin, sefer krisus v'nasan la, you fulfill it with hagitech, and the question is in what terms of the details. Yes?
The source of the Rambam is the Mishnah Ayaches, and what do the Rabbanan see to puzzles which you get? Just the fact that it's not clear?
The fact that it's not clear to the world that he gave this as a gift. It's not clear to the world. How, in other words, he has to.
Why wouldn't that be Sulderaisa?
In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu felt it was clear. You're giving over a get, and you don't say, again, he gives over the get. It doesn't say hashtar ketubat haslicha, that this is a shtar chov. See, the Mishnah says if you give over a get and say it's a shtar chov or a mezuzah, or you give it to when she's sleeping, then you need hareza gitech. That the Rambam would agree midoraisa. In those cases, you need hareza gitech because you have to overcome that which appeared on the surface. Masha'en came. What if he said nothing? We don't have that black and white in the Mishnah. So Rambam says, we don't have black and white in the Mishnah because that case really would be good though, right? And only requires Hagitach Midrabana. Where did the Rambam see it? It's a svar. I don't know where the Rambam saw it, black and white. Except, again, the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that if you gave a get silently, that it's batel, that the Gedolei HaMafarshim say, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah speaks about a case where you say, you know, Hashtar Chov. He gave it to when she was sleeping. She found it in her purse, etc. Okay, so those are black and white. What one could say is, in other words, if we're going to that it may be that we know that there is a machlokes between Rav Elazar and Rabbi Meir in the world of Gittin. It's one of those famous machlokot, whether Eide Ksiva Karte, Eide Chasima Karte, which Edim create the get? According to Rav Meir, the Edim signed in the get create the get. According to Rav Elazar, no. The Edim Mesira, those that see the get handed over, they're the ones who create the get. Okay. So the Edim Chasima, we know how they know that it's a get, because they're signing a get, right? How do we create Edim Mesira? Maybe the requirement of Hagitech is to create Eide Mesira. In other words, that we want to create Eide Mesira, and the Eide Mesira, again, according to Rav Elazar, are Eide Kiyum. And once we want to create Eide Mesira, maybe the requirement of Hagitech is not, as the Rambam says, to create an Asina. We need an Asina L'shem Gerushin, but to create Eide Mesira, that we're certain that we have the Edim that are going to validate this get. To say that requires one assumption, and that is that according to Rav Elazar, Edim Mesira are Ma'akev. But that's a Machlokes Rishonim. I didn't want to send you there, it was just a little too far afield, but if you look over here, I gave you the Mekoros. Tosos in Gittin, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Od Rogil Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, the afilu Rav Meir, even Rav Meir who says ede chasim akarte boi edim b'shas nesinas haget de ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. In other words, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, irrelevant to the machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, everyone agrees. Even Rav Meir agrees we need edim mesira. Edim mesira is a given. Just like we spoke about in the world of kedushin, that without edim, even if you know if you were mekadesh a woman in front of a hadassah convention, 40,000 women watch your kedushin, she's not your wife because there weren't two edim. You need edim, not just labiru. You need edim lekiyam hadavar. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, hu hadin in the world of gerushin, you need edim lekiyam hadavar, who are the edim mesira, and without those two edim, doesn't get off the ground. Masha'en kein, the Rambam, he holds chosm boshnayim. If you have Eidei Chasima and you handed it over without anyone being around, the Rambam paskins that the whole requirement of Eidei Mesira is l'chatchila. L'chatchila, those are the best Eidim, but b'di'evad, we have the Eidim written in the get and we can be somach on them. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that we require Eidei Mesira, we need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar by a get, maybe the Hagitech would be to create those Eidim. What would be the difference, Halacha L'maisa, in terms of the nature of Hagitech, whether we hold like the Rambam, namely that it's a component of the process of get. The process of get has 10 components. One of those 10 components is it has to be given l'shem gerushin. Or if we were to take this new approach, like Rabbeinu and Sedek Rabbeinu Tam, maybe the purpose of Hagitech has nothing to do with the process of gerushin, but it's to create Eidim. We need Eidim l'kiyam hadavar, and the Hagitech will create the Eidim. What would be the difference in terms of when, at what point do we require the Hagitech? Before, during, or after the Nesina? What would you say? Yes?
According to Rabbeinu Tam, it could be before.
Or
after, yeah. Or it doesn't matter. It's
according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's to create Eidim Mesira. It could either be before, in front of the Eidim, or during. It can't be after. We want to create Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira means we need two Eidim who saw the act of the get. So in order for them to be Eidim Mesira, they had to know in advance this is going to be a get, right? That the husband came to them and said, on Tuesday I'm going to give a get to my wife at 10 a.m. I'd like you to be on 42nd Street and Madison Avenue, so, you know, to see the get. Okay, and then he hands it to her. He already said it's going to be a get, so there could be Eidim Mesira. Or he says to her, Hagitech. But if he gives her the get, and then calls up the Eidim a half hour later and says, oh, by the way, that envelope you saw I gave my wife, that was a get. That's not going to help. They can't be Eidim Mesira. It's too late. It's like you're having two Eidim sign a ksuva, and afterwards you fill it in. They're not Eidim on the ksuva. They don't know who was the husband, who was the wife, etc. That's not going to help. Or you have two Eidim at a wedding, and the bride is covered with 14 veils. And in other words, and afterwards they ask, who is the bride? We have no idea who the bride was. You have no idea who the bride was, so then they'll pick up the 14 veils. If they do that before the Kedushin, fine. But if they do that an hour later, so they didn't, how do they know it's the same woman? How do they know that that's what they saw? So, you know, that's not going to help. But if it's a component of the Gerushin, so we already saw in the world of Amira, which is a component of the Kedushin, that you can have a situation where you will have the Nesina today and the Amira tomorrow. So then it possibly could work. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Look, that's the Rishonim that I sent you to. Look in Tosus and Gittin, Daf Yutesim at Beis, Hayaragil Hari Likros. It says the Eidim Mesira have to read the get. Likrot Kodem HaNesina Ula Achar HaNesina. In other words, it's irrelevant when these Eidim are going to read the get. They have to, it's just a din, at some point they have to read the get. Comes along the Mordechai and says, V'im karuhu achar hanasina v'kod hanasina lo karuhu, dover pashadu shemigureshet. He quotes the Ri. V'lo nira l'hamaharam mishum, named probably the Maharam of Rutenberg, mishum de be'inan de bish'as nesina yedu sahadei dehave get. V'dumia dehach yamrinan le'el bekepera kamash yomer fanei nechtav kodem nesina o la'achar nesina toch kedei dibur. But it can't be any words afterwards. Namely, the Maharam of Rutenberg says that the Eidim have to know that it's a get bish'as nesina. That's a din of Eidim Nesira. According to the Ri, no. In other words, the there's no necessary requirement for Eidim Mesira. The get can be kosher videdei chasima. There's a halacha that the Eidim have to read. So hu hadin. There's a halacha that the husband has to say ha gitech. But he could say it before, he could say it during, he could say it afterwards. We saw that who was the one who said that you can say Hareze Hagitech afterwards? The Ri speaks about reading, but we saw in terms of in the Rambam, no? The Rambam says in Perak Alpha Chates, V'yim Omar lo acharka Hareze Gitech, Hareze Get. Right? Okay, so we can have such a possibility. In other words, again, according to the Rambam, that it's a component. The component can be before, it can be during, it can be after. According, if you want to say that we want to create Eide Mesira, the Chavar, that has to be before or Bo's Manit, yes?
So I guess the Tosos and Morchai, they're talking about the Eidim reading it?
They're talking about, there is a halacha. In the Gemara, I'm sorry, I tried to cut corners, and it's really not proper. There's a Gemara in Gittin Andaf Yutes Amud Beis. The Gemara in Gita of Yud Tes Amud Beis paskins that it's where the lines widen, and it says over there that Hanei Beitrei Diyohiv Gita Kamayu, the Eidim that the get is going to be handed over in front of them, Tzricha Lemikre, they have to read it. They have to read the get. Okay? So on that Gemara that the Eidim have to read the get, the Ri says they have to read it before or after. At some point they have to read the get. On that, the Maharam says, no. They have to know at the time that it's being given that this is a get. So if we're going to say that Hagitech is in order to create Eidim Mesira, then Lechora, according to the Maharam, it would have to be, you know, where it's Bishas Ha Mesira. If we say it's a component, like the way the Ri understood reading the get, so Hagitech is also a component that the get has to be at some point. We need these 10 conditions, and one of the 10 conditions is that it has to be L'shem Gerushin, so then it could either be before, or during, or to the Eidim, or Asukim Boso Inyan, or after. We have a whole bunch of options how to fulfill this option. Again, according to the Rambam, the Hagitech is Drabana. Right? How to fulfill this option of Hagitech.
This is not the husband speaking, though. Like, weren't we speaking about the husband saying Hagitech? This is just them reading the get.
I'm just making a parallel. We have two din. One din is that the husband has to say Hagitech. A second din is that the Eidim have to read the get. With the Eidim reading the get, we have Malchokas, the Ri, and the Maharam. When do they read the get? I'm pointing out that according to the Maharam, why do they have to read the get? Before or during. They have to read it before or during because that's what creates Eidim Mesira. So I'm saying now, if we say that Hagitech is also to create Eidim Mesira, so according to the Maram, it would have to be Bishaito. It couldn't be later. Masha'en Kain, according to, if you're not saying it has to create Eidim Mesira, it's simply a component of the process of Gerushin. The process of Gerushin has 10 components, Mida Oraisa. So that the Rambam says can be before, can be during, could be before the Eidim, before the woman, or could even be afterwards to the woman. Right? Im amar la'acharka charei zegite charei zeget. Okay. Adkan. Okay. So this is in terms of the world of Amira by get. Now let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara of Vavim Araf Vavim Adbeis points out that if you use the language of Hare At Bat Chorin to your wife, namely again, that's which is written in the get, Lo Amar Velo Klum, it's meaningless. Amar Lo Leshivchaso Hare At Muter Tuchol Adam, which is the text of a get, Lo Amar Velo Klum. Okay? We have a shtar, we have a get, which divorces a wife. We have a shtar shichrur that sets free a shivcha. So the Gemara says that each of them, l'chora, well, I mean, in other words, what does the Gemara say? I shouldn't say, what is the Gemara over here telling us? That if you were to use the language of Hareya Muteret L'chol Adam in a Shtar Shichur, it wouldn't work. If you use the language of Hareya Batchorin in a Get, it won't work. What L'chora is the Gemara telling us about these two? About these two phrases?
Interchangeable.
That they are not interchangeable. They're not interchangeable. Each of them is directed to a specific goal. Hareya Muteret is a world of gerushin. Hareyat bat chorin is a world of gerushin. Hareyat bat chorin is a world of shichur. Yeah, who doesn't learn this way? That's what I would have said as well. But who does not learn this way? Who says that it's only a technical issue over here? Okay, let's read Rashi together, okay?
Isn't that a technical issue?
No, that's an ekroni issue. We're saying that there are languages, there are terms, there are phrases that only have meaning in a certain context. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Hareyat Muteret, it begins that way. Hareyat Muteret Lashon Gerushin Hi, V'lo Lashon Shichur D'Shivcha. How do you stop there? That's what Rashi said. Rashi continues. The ibas chorin mashvega eina muteres la'avadim. He says that theoretically, had the shtar shichror been matir to all of humanity, right, then we could have used the language hareat muteret, even in a shtar shichror. But since lemaisa, what does the shtar shichror do? It says that the men to whom she had been permitted as a shivcha, now she's going to be asura to them as a bat chorin. And as a shivcha, she would have been allowed to live with an Eved Kenani, and now she is no longer permitted to live with an Eved Kenani, so we can't say Hareyat Muteret, because it's not true. She's not muter to everyone. She's muter to a full-blown Jew, but now she is asur to an Eved Kenani. When she was a shivcha, she was muter to an Eved Kenani and asur to a full-blown Jew. When now she's a baschorin, switch. She's going to be muter to a full-blown Jew, but aser to an Eved Kenani. So we can't say Hareyat Muteret. We can't say Hareyat Muteret l'chol Adam. It's not true. Namely, it's only a technical issue. It's only a technical issue. Who comes down hard on Rashi? Who comes down hard on Rashi, on his head? Look at Tosas HaRosh. Amar l'shivcha so hareyat muteret l'chol adam lo amar v'lo klum. That's the text of the Gemara. Pirish Rashi l'fi she'ena matiru l'chol adam ayudei cheirus l'fi she'ena seret l'avodam ayudei cheirus aval isha hu matiru l'chol adam she'yita asuru lo machmato. Why does it work by a woman? Because any woman previously she had been forbidden to, now she's permitted to. V'koshali Ihachi b'shivcha nami neimahachi. Hu matira l'chol adam she'ne'esra lahem machmaso shayisa shivcha. The same way that in the world of get, we are matir to a woman that in a previous status she was asur to, so also in the world of shivcha, we are matir to a full-blown Jew that in her previous status of shivcha she was asur to. Who cares about Eved Kenani? The same. If Rashi is saying that these words can be meaningful in the world of a shivcha, just that technically it doesn't cover all bases, says Tosfos Yehuda, it does cover all bases. It covers just as many bases as it does in the world of ishus. The same language that permits a woman that permits a woman to anyone she had been forbidden to, namely any man aside from her husband. So it permits the shivcha to any man that she had been previously forbidden to, namely all full-blown Jews. So what's Rashi's problem? Hilchach nirali lefaresh v'amar klum lefi she'isur shivcha tovi ba'avdus she'aleha kol zman shelifkim imenu ha'avdus ein lashon heter mo'il ba. So the Tosfos Rosh learns like our Hava Mina, right? That these words have different meaning. Hareya Muteret is a world of Iser Veheter. That applies to a married woman who's now becoming Megureshet. She is now becoming Muteret. Masha'en Ken a Shivcha, she has to first become a Bat Chorin. Once she's a Bat Chorin, then she's Muteret. But first, we need a language that's going to be mafkia the avdus. Hareat muteret l'chol adam is not mafkia avdus. Namely, the terms only apply to certain situations. Hareat muteret only applies to a nesua. Hareat batchoren only applies to a shivcha. So the Tosfos Rosh learns like we had thought of learning. Rashi, however, the Tosfos Rosh says, is all up the creek. Rashi says, no, Hareit Mutera theoretically could apply to a Shivcha, but it just doesn't cover all the bases. So firstly, the Tosfos Rosh says, it does cover all the bases. And secondly, it can't apply to a Shivcha. No, if Rashi began like the Tosfos Rosh and then moved off, Kanares, something pushed Rashi. What pushed Rashi over the cliff? What pushed Rashi to say that the language of Hareit Mutera really is Shayach to the world of Shivcha, just that we have a technical problem? Why did Rashi say that? He could have learned like the Tosfos Rosh. He began that way, and then he moved off. Something pushed him. He was pressured. What painted Rashi into a corner that he had to learn the way that he learned? Let's continue in the Gemara. Amar lo le'ishto harezu la'atzmech mahu. A new phrase, a third phrase, harezu la'atzmech. You belong to yourself. Mi amrinan lemalacha ka'amarga. He was telling her, you can have your own bank account. You can keep your own wages. Odil malagamri ka'amarga. So he's telling her, bye. Right? You're now independent. You're now free. You're now on your own. You're a divorcee. Mai ka'amarga. Amalei ravina l'ravashi toshma. Detanya gufo shel shtar shichur hareata ben choron hareata la'atzmecha. Hashta uma eved knani dekani legufa ki amalei hareat laatzmacha legamri kamalei isha delo kani legufa lo kol shekain. What does the Gemara do over here? It builds a kal v'chomer from what? From a language of gerushin. I'm sorry, language of shichur to gerushin. If you want to learn that there are unique terms that can be used either or, how can you build a kal v'chomer? Namely, according to the Tosfos Rosh, how does he learn this Gemara? The Gemara says that if we have a phrase that works in the world of if we have a phrase that works in the world of shivchus, that it creates a free woman, kal v'chomer, it's going to free a married woman. Such a kal v'chomer implies that the terms are interchangeable. That it's, you can move from realm to realm. So, l'chorah, that's why Rashi learned the way he learned. So, hareit muteret, in other words, is a phrase that could apply, but it doesn't for technical reasons. You know, so what does Tosfos Rosh hold? In other words, we understand what pushed Rashi. We understand why Tosfos Rosh was not happy with it. But everything has to be able to work out. So, Rashi, maybe dochuk, but at least it fits into the Gemara. Tosfos Rosh may be glad, but doesn't fit into the Gemara. What good does it do if you're glad if it doesn't fit into the Gemara? You prove that chametz is muter on Pesach, but the Torah says chametz is aser on Pesach. What good is your proof? Right? It has to fit into the sugya. So here, Tosfos himself gives the answer. Not Tosfos Rosh, but Tosfos. What does Tosfos point out on the top Tosfos? Isha d'lokoni legufa lokol shekein. Af al gavda reyas bas chorin lo mahani mikal v'chomer. Hainu mishum de roshaya cherus beisha. V'lo avid kal v'chomer ela milashonos de shayacha hacha v'hacha. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos tells us that we have three types of lashonos. We have lashonos that work only in gerushin. And we have lashonos that work only in the world of shichur. And then we have lashonos that are that are ambivalent. Which Lashon only works in the world of Gerushin? That's a question. Which Lashon Vade only works in the world of Gerushin? Harayat? Harayat Megurashin. You want Kukulei Alma. Which Lashon only works in the world of Shichur, certainly? Harayat Maskorin. Which Lashon is ambivalent? Not yet, just a moment. Maybe. Which Lashon, according to the Gemara, is ambivalent? Hariat Latzmech. Where do we have a machlokas Rishonim as to where to put a certain Lashon? With which Lashon? Hariat Muteret. Where does Tosfos HaRosh put Hariat Muteret? Only applies to the world of Gerushin. It can't apply to the world of Shichrur. The world of Shichrur, we need a Lashon of a Kinyan, Harayat Baschorin. We have to turn her into a free person. Harayat Muteret isn't going to turn her into a free person. Masha Ein Kein, according to Rashi, Harayat Muteret is also an ambivalent language. And therefore, Rashi can say it can fit into both if it fits into both. But technically, it may not fit into Shichrur. Namely, what Tosfos does is he points out that we have, in Achinami, we have languages that are exclusive, but we also have a language which is ambivalent. An ambivalent language, going to Kal Vachomer, because it can't fit here or here. Right? An exclusive language, you can't learn a Kal Vachomer. Rashi understood that Harei Muteret is ambivalent, and therefore it's Shayach to the world of Shichur as well, had it not been for a technical issue. The Tosfos HaRosh asked on Rashi, what are you talking about? Harayat Muteret is exclusive. It's not ambivalent. It can't fit in. It's not a question of are you dealing with all the, covering all bases, part of the bases, etc. Okay? Okay. Wonderful. One more item on our agenda. And that's the last section of the Gemara. The Gemara asks one more language. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Amar le Avdo ein li esek becha mai. You don't use the language of Harayata ben Chorin. You don't use the language of Harayata le Atzmecha, but use the language ein li esek becha. Does that work? Mi amrinan ein li esek becha legamrei ko amar lei. He was meshachre the eved. Odil mele melacha ko amar lei. You're off. You have vacation. Ein li esek becha. You have time off, but you're still my eved. But currently you're off the hook. So what does the Gemara bring a raya from a world of a knas? We have a person who sells an eved to a goy. So we give him a double whammy. What does he have to do? Firstly, be poda him, and secondly, be mashachar him. Right? This is not something you do. You don't take an eved kanani who is chayav a mitzvos and sell him to a goy. And if you do, we give you a double knas, pidyon and shichur. Okay. And what is the language of shichur which is used within that context of the ono? Hare the kasav lo kashetir himeni ainli. Esek Becha. So we have a black and white raya that Enli Esek Becha is a language of Shichur. Okay. What bothered Tosfos in Gittin? Okay, we have a fourth language over here. We have a language of we don't know. I'll put it over here. Enli Esek Becha. This works in the world of Shichur. Okay? We can ask a question. It's a fair question to ask from our sugya. What's missing in our sugya? What about in Ishus? If you're married to a woman and you tell her, go jump in the lake, ainli esek ba, I don't have anything to do with you. Have you been megarish and hand her a get, right? Have you been megarisher or not? Or you're right within the get. Ainli Esek Bach. I have nothing to do with you. And you have it signed by two Edim, and you give it to her, Ishi Mugureshet. Do we say that this is a language which is exclusive to Shechrur? Or do we say that this is an ambivalent language and it can work? The Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. Okay? And so, if you want to figure it out, what we would have to do is try and find some parallel situation that perhaps would help us to understand it. What would be the halacha in such a situation? Even though the Gemara doesn't talk about it, there's one Rishon who does talk about it. Who talks about it? Tosfos Ri Hazaken raises the issue, right? Tosfos Ri Hazaken, and he implies that would it work or not work? He implies that it would work, right? Tosfos Ri Hazaken, yafa, implies that it would work. And who says black and white that it doesn't work within the Rishonim? Look on the page that I gave you, the Rashba, that four lines, four, of course, from the end of the line. Had boi Ravina mirav Ashi Amar la'avda neisik b'chamahu gabi isha lo boi the pshita le'ed l'rabbe get lav krumhu the enli esik b'cha ke'eni ishech uksiv v'shilcha v'lo yishereach kach kasav ha'raibin. So we have over here the Rashba quoting the Raibin that this is definitely does not work by isha. So it's exclusive to Shikur. Okay, machokis rishonim. Tosfos Ri Hazaken says that it can work by Ishus, and he was sort of threw up his hands, why the Rambam doesn't mention it. And the other hand, the Raivid says it definitely doesn't work. What's the issue over here? Should it work? Shouldn't it work? In other words, how do we know? If this is something that lends itself to work or not? So I sent you to a Tosfos in Gittin. It's a well-known Tosfos. I mean, well-known means you don't have to learn Git into it. It's nothing to do with Git per se. But Tosfos over there deals with the language of Ein Li Esek Bacha and points out that in the world of Eved, it works. We saw it. Works to be Meshachber and Eved. In the world of Sadeh, the person were to say about a field, I don't have anything to do with this field. Right? You have a field and you plant, cucumbers in the field. And after working hard for 4 months, you get nothing. And you say, I have nothing to do with this field. Can someone else now go and take that field? Have you been machir that field by saying, I want nothing to do with this field? So the Gemara says, Elo amar velo klum. It's a meaningless statement. So the question is, why if you tell an Eved, Eli Esek Bacha, he's free, and why when you turn to a field and you say, Eli Esek Bacha, you didn't do anything, it still belongs to you. That's what bothered Tosfos. And Tosfos has two Teirutz in it. I quoted for you the Tosfos over here. Tosfos Gitan and Zayinam et Aleph. Dinu Dvarim Eli Asad Ezo, Go Amar Klum. So Tosfos asks, "I had the mahani gabi eved enli esik b'cha." So we have over here two terutzim: a short one he gives in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and then one that he gives in his own name. I don't know who it is. One of the Bali Tosfos. Okay, so let's see the two terutzim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the zachu be shemaya, the difference between an eved and a sada. When you say Enli Esek Becha, is that by an Eved Zachu Beishmaya, while Masha'en came in a Sada, there's no Zachu Beishmaya. What can you interpret? That's one Teretz, okay? We'll come back to it. And the second Teretz is that of the Baal HaTosfos, who points out that Ainli Esek Becha Mashma Shetehela Atzmacha V'zeh Lo Shayach B'Sada. That may be a little easier to explain. Ainli Esek Becha Mashma Tehela Atzmacha V'zeh Lo Shayach B'Sada. Now what do you say? You want to interpret either of those? We have a distinction between an Eved and a Sada. Rabbi Notam gives one distinction, and the Tosos gives another distinction. Which one do you want to take, Moshe Aaron? Okay, fine. I think that's easier, yes.
You're asked to the Das, and when you tell an Evan to go on his own, so it's a person. So it doesn't make sense to tell a field like go on your own.
Exactly. In other words, Amy Asik Bechah is a conversation between you and someone else who can listen to you. In other words, and so I can tell an Evid, you're on your own. And that works. I can't tell a field, you're on your own. I'm not talking to anyone. Right? In other words, I can't tell a field, you're on your own. And so, Atala Atzmacha, Inli Esik Becha, we need that you talk to someone. So when the person you're talking to is the Baal Davar, so then he's on his own. You're giving him to himself. You can't give a field to himself. There's no himself you're giving the field to. Okay? That's the Baal HaTosfos. What about in the word, what was Rabbi Nachman saying? A little differently. Mishamaya Kozachu, just simple, without getting involved in Sefer HaYosher. Simple. In the world of an Eved, when you say to him, Aimli Asik Baka, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Who, you know, who is quite happy about that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you don't want him. I'll take him. Namely, you don't want him as your Eved, so I'll take him as a Ben Choli. In other words, I'll be happy to take him. Namely, we have a receiver. We have someone that's receiving. But by the Sada, when you say Aimli Asik Baka, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't interested in your Sada. HaShemayim Shemayim LaShem. Haaretz Nasam Levnei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't Zocha your Sada if you say Inli Esik Bo. You're not being Makdashit. If you're being Makdashit, so then, you know, it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Gizbar will take care of it, etc. But you simply say Inli Esik Bo, there's no receiver. There's no receiver. It's like you're throwing a football without a receiver. So when you throw the football and there's a receiver, you can get to a touchdown. But if you throw the football and there's no receiver, so that's an incomplete pass. Okay, so that's what we have over here. So when you're dealing with the Eved, it's a touchdown. When you're dealing with the Sada, it's an incomplete pass. That's what Rabbeinu Tam Lechora says. However, Rabbeinu Tam explains himself. That's not what I meant. I don't know if Rabbeinu Tam played American football or not. That's not what he meant. What did Rabbeinu Tam mean? Harini Zocha Becha? So he explains in Sefer HaYosher. Nira LeRevi, Sefer HaYosher, the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam wrote up his chidushim. Many of them are parallel to what we find in the Tosfos. So in the Sefer HaYosher, it says Nira LeRevenu v'tareitz, Dehasam Shaini, Dehakisha Amar Ze Emli Esek Becha, Miyad Zochu Shamayim v'chayevo b'mitzvos ke'echad miYisrael. Aval hacha kishamar ein li esek ba lo amar klum mishum dadayin oso sada mechuseret zechia. In other words, it's more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simply saying, I'll take it, right? I'm completing the pass. There's a receiver. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to what degree is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking him? Previously, he had been an Eved, he was chayev and mitzos like a woman. He's parter from all mitzos aseh. When you say Ainli Asik Becha, what are you doing? You're making him fully chayv in mitzvah. So, in other words, the only thing which is ma'akev, his chi of mitzvahs, was the fact that you were his adam. When you say Ainli Asik Becha, so then the geirus, every Eved Kenani undergoes a geirus before, as he becomes an Eved. That geirus is held back by the adam to be an incomplete geirus. The moment you say Ainli Asik Becha, now Kazacha Beishmaya. Now the previous Geirus now becomes complete. Namely, what we've done is that we've completed his Geirus. So Ainli Asik Becha, we completed a Geirus. When you turn to a son and say Ainli Asik Becha, what have you done? Nothing. There's nothing that's going to become complete. Right? In other words, the son that belonged to me, Ainli Asik Becha, it's simply a meaningless phrase. In the world of an Eved, you had an Eved who was three quarters of a ger, but he was being held back by being an Eved. When the owner says, I don't want to have anything to do with him, Mishamayim Kazachule. Now he's a full ger. Now he's a full ger. Okay? So the difference, so we have over here then two Terutzin. One of Rabbeinu Tam, as he explains himself, and one of Tosfos. Tosfos says the difference, as Moshe Aaron pointed out, between an Eved and a Sada is that you are talking to, Eli Esif Becha, you're speaking to something. So if that something can listen to you, and can be Zocha himself, fine. If that Zocha can't listen to you and can't be Zocha himself, no. An Eved can listen to you and be Zocha himself. Ain li esek b'cha is like harayat la'atzmacha. Masha'en can buy a Sada, it doesn't get off the ground. You can't talk to a Sada. A Sada, except in Walt Disney movies, doesn't talk. It's not something which has a personality. Okay? Masha'en can carry no tam, a totally different approach. An Eved was a three-quarters of a ger, and li esek b'cha, he's now meshukhrar. A Sada was not a ger at all, and so li esek b'cha is meaningless. That's a benu tam. Now, if we'll ask, what about a woman who's married to you? Would either of these two phrases be meaningful? I'm sorry, not sure we did. Would the phrase "Ainly be Asik Bacha" be meaningful? We saw machlokas between the Raivid and Tosas Rihazake. Is this meaningful in the world of Gerushin? What will you say? According to Rabbeinu Tam? Certainly not. Nothing to do with Gerushin. Ainly Asik Bacha means had she, well, you're not going to turn a woman into a man. In other words, there's no Shamayim Kadzachu in a woman, but according to the Re, according to Tosfos, Eli Eisik Becha is like Hariat Batzmecha, right? It can work. It makes sense. And anyway, it could be that our machlokas between Tosfos Re Hazaken and the Ravid is how did they learn Eli Eisik Becha? If they learned it like Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to work. But in the world of Gerushin, if they learned like the Tosfos, it could work. It could work. So that could be the machlokas. However, what I gave you the last Ma'ariv Makom, Rabbeinu Tam can certainly not work according to the Rambam. The Rambam has a very, very special shita. Yes?
Mr. Rezakian says that she's not freed until she goes to Mikvah after also.
We'll come to that.
Okay,
he's working with the Ram. Okay, I'm coming to it. Yeah.
So, whether Rabbeinu Tam, is it specifically a din in Gershon, or is it in changing statuses? Because
according to Rabbeinu Tam, we only know of the world of Mishabayim Kazachu. We don't know about anything else. That this is unique, appears to be a unique halacha within the world of Gerus, of Shichur. That we're getting to Shichur via the back door. We know that in every Eved, there are two Kinyan. It's called a Kinyan Iser and a Kinyan Mamon. Classically, when you give a Kinyan Iser means that he has a certain status of being Chayev in a partial Gerus. Kinyan Mamon means all of his work belongs to his owner. Classically, how does Shichur work? The Adon removes the Kinyan Mamon, and then the Kinyan Iser falls off. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what we have over here already, in the Esik Becha, you're removing the Kinyan Iser, and then the Kinyan Mamon falls off. Namely, the two are intertwined. When you remove one, the other one falls off. But classically, you know, we say, Hareata ben Chorin, I'm removing your Kinyan Mamon, and then the Kinyan Iser falls off. Here, in the Esik Becha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm removing Mishamaya Kazachu, we're changing your Kinyan Iser, and now the Kinyan Mamon falls off. What do we find in the Rambam? We find a very, very unique halacha in the world of Shichur. The Rambam paskins, Kishi yishtachrer ha'eved tzarech tevila acheres b'pnei shlosha v'yom shetigomer geruso v'yeh Yisrael. That the Eved, when he's mishtachrer, has to go through a ceremony of gerus. He needs to dunk himself in a mikvah in front of a bezdin. Namely, when he goes from being a partial Jew to being a full Jew, he needs another ceremony. He needs another gerus. It doesn't happen automatically. The Magid Mishnah over there says that, in other words, if you're going to take the Rambam sheets, it's only drabanan. It's a chumra midrabanan. But meikar hadin, the moment that he turns into a free person, he's chayev in mitzvos even without the second tefillah. It's just because for marasayin, etc. But really, it's unnecessary. Could Rabbeinu Tam work with the Rambam? Rabbeinu Tam, that says if you say emli esek b'cha, then that eved goes scot free automatically. That now emli esek b'cha. Now the adam was a ma'akev, and the moment the adam removes his ikuv mishamayim kazakulay. Chorinat. There's no Mishayim Kazachulay according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you need another Tzvila. You have to undergo a full Gerus. Namely, this is not something that happens, comes about automatically. According to the Magid Mishnah, you could say, Mida Araisa, it's automatic, and Mida Rabbanon, we need a Tvila. But according to the Rambam, that we need a Tvila Mida Araisa, if there's no Bez, then there's no way that he's going to become a full Jew. The Chora, that could not work very well with Rabbi Nutan. Okay. But the Mahlokas, Tosos Rihazokin, and the Ravid, that's an open issue, right? That already could be in terms of how they understood the din of Ein Li Esek Becha, like the Balei HaTosfos or like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Adkan. Okay, this is Shir 22, I think, according to my cheshbonos. Okay, so you should have bracha v'hatzlacha in your chazara. I'd like to give the bechina on the Thursday before Hanukkah, if that's okay with you. That's another 2 weeks. Two academic weeks. So hopefully that will work out. So let's try and aim for that as a goal. As I mentioned, what my humble opinion, if I were to be doing Chazara, I would say that I would learn the five blot that we learned. As I would learn, you know, Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, and in other words, have a sense of the whole. And then, in other words, to break it down into the components of that we discussed in the shiur. Okay? Yes?
When a person becomes an eved,